This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we are back with my good friend, intrepid reporter, extraordinary, I can't say enough accolades. He's going to blush if I continue. It's John Rappaport.
Hey, Robert. Great to be here.
Always good to have you on, my friend. I know that we've got to continue talking about these things, particularly the psychiatric drugging of the planet and all the people on it, kids especially. We had another shooting last week in Jacksonville. Apparently another kid under psychiatric care, likely under multiple med, and he goes off shooting with real bullets, apparently, not the kind in video games. People, because he lost the game, apparently. And you've written an article this past, a few days ago, in fact, how many people are on psychiatric drugs, that anybody is on them. Is basically unscientific, if we want to call it that, because there are no analyses or tests to validate that there's any need for them.
Exactly. This is the thing that is too much for people, most people, to grasp, and that is in the Bible of the psychiatric profession. That's their book. There are about 300 listed separate so-called mental disorders with labels and names and so forth. And you would think, okay, these are validated and diagnosed by laboratory tests. That's how you diagnose. But as it turns out, there are no such tests for any of the 300 mental disorders. So on top of that, endlessly boggling fact, all the harmful drugs are being prescribed for these various so-called mental disorders. And that's what's happening. And so I was reading this Forbes article from 2015 by Judy Stone, and all of a sudden I'm reading here about a 2011 mental health report. More than one in five adults was on at least one psychiatric med in 2010. And that's up 22% from a decade earlier, 2000.
Why should we be concerned about this? I mean, they are doctors. They have medical degrees. I mean, isn't it enough that they say you need this drug?
Well, if that were true, then, you know, all we would have to do is have one news station called Authority.
Yes.
And we could just listen all day and do what they say. You know?
It sounds like life would be so much easier.
Oh, it would, and so much shorter.
Yeah. If you want to be here for a brief period of time, you just keep listening to what authoritarians tell you to do.
Yeah, exactly. More than 25% of adult women were on mental health meds.
Wow.
In 2010, versus 15% of men. 21% of women were on antidepressants.
Wow.
I mean, wow. Come on, huh? And you wonder why the country seems to be falling apart? Start there.
Yeah, this one doesn't take into consideration, as far as I know, about the children, like we talk about on ADHD, much less those that are put on anti-anxiety meds, SSRI meds, you know, psychotropic, other kind of meds. So it's worse because as we see a weakening of the population through these generations, we can talk about concomitant factors, if you will, heavy metal influx via vaccines or other environmental factors that may play a very real role in mental aberration. But as you said in the DSM, the Bible for the psychiatric profession, they don't even talk about heavy metal testing to determine, you know, some components of the reason that they're drugging everybody. In fact, some of these are fluoride-based medicines that will increase heavy metal toxicity uptake.
Exactly. Exactly. And let's, you know, be frank about it. If a person is going to say we have a condition called clinical depression and a large number of cases are caused by heavy metals, we're no longer talking about depression or anything that you could call a disorder or a disease. We're talking about poisoning with heavy metals.
Mm-hmm.
So let's call it heavy metal poisoning, because that's what it is. But they play a shell game, which almost everybody in the world falls for, and they being medical leaders, in naming various diseases and disorders so that people think that that's what they are, when in many cases it has nothing to do with that. And actually, this article does cover children. There are an estimated 5.4 million children who have been diagnosed with ADHD. And I have written many times about several studies on Ritalin-type drugs given for ADHD and the tremendous harm they cause. So we're talking about 5.4 million children who are basically have been put on speed-type drugs, which are very bad for you.
Yeah, you want to light a fire in their brains. And then, of course, what happens through those formative years to their brains, they claim they don't know, which even makes it worse that they haven't studied the effects and they put them on them anyway. Chances are, if you burn out the synapses, you're probably going to be low energy and even depressed, which would lead to an increase in the number of what? SSRI-type prescriptions as adults. So it doesn't get better based on these childhood treatments.
No, that's right. Glad you pointed that out. It gets a lot worse. It gets a lot worse. So then the question becomes, where is the outrage? I mean, the public outrage that would sweep like a wave over the profession of psychiatry and turn the tables. I mean, seriously turn the tables. Well, unfortunately, there are so many people already on the psychiatric drugs that they have no willpower or energy to do anything significant. And then there are the people who still maintain and believe that all the psychiatric drugging that's going on is actually a good thing, and it really is a good treatment for real, actual mental disorders. And that's ignorance, in some cases, sheer stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
Being uninformed. And these are major obstacles that need to be overcome. Because, you know, there is no public will at the moment to do anything about this.
Well, the irony about the public will, if we talk about studying fluoride toxicity, weakening the will, dampening the will. You know, you can still be somewhat aware of things going on around you, but have no energy or inclination to get up off the couch and do anything about it. That's the legitimate answer, to, in my mind, to the question of where is the outrage. It's been drugged out. You might feel it on some level, but it's sort of like made distant from your reality, your physical being, if you will, the ability to get up and say, I'm going to do something about it. There was a time in our history in America where people, you know, remember protesting Vietnam, for instance. People were lying in the streets. And there was outrage manifesting in physical action. And you don't see that so much except a little bit of what they call the Antifa scenario, where you've got, you know, young people who are just so heavy metal poison and so filled with collectivist ideology and social ideology that they're demanding to be enslaved through socialism in order to be saved from what? Individual liberty?
Yes, individual liberty and standing or falling on their own efforts in the world, in their lives. I agree. A lot of the willpower has been drugged out. And then there are also social prohibitions that need to be overcome. For example, and I mean by that, huge amounts of propaganda that are delivered in various devious and covert ways, such as anger is always a bad thing. If you're angry, something's the matter with you. If you're outraged, it all comes back to you. You could change that internally so that you wouldn't be outraged or angry, and then life would be wonderful and everything would be okay. And that is a kind of solipsistic philosophy that denies that there's anything called the world or that anything is actually really happening in the world. It's all in your head. It's all in your mind. It's all in your brain. So just retrain your brain to feel good all the time, somehow, some way, and you'll never feel angry again, and then everything is okay. How many TV shows have people seen where there is a character who is on the side of good, expressing anger or outrage, and all of a sudden there's somebody from an institution of society there to say, whoa, 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 wait a minute here. We can't have that kind of behavior around here. You have to control yourself. We're trying to create a healthy, calm environment around here, and you can't just come in here and blow off steam. As if this is a social faux pas, a terrible thing to have done.
Well, and, you know, there's a distinct difference in the way that the media, of course, covers it. When we talk about a move toward collectivism and socialism, it seemed to be excused. The behavior is excused, if not outright supported. And any movement toward the power of the individual, the insight that the individual may gain, the creative imagination that you write about extensively, is frowned upon at the very least, or made to be something that should be feared. Listen, we're going to take a break. When we come back with John Rappaport here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we will go more into these realities, including the big question, how come nobody's outraged about the level of death due to iatrogenicide, that is Dr. Cause, something that John has been championing in his movement to be aware of it within the peer-reviewed literature and maybe even do something about it. So stick with us, nomorefakenews.com and robertscottbell.com. Join forces, as always, to bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs. We'll be right back with more of John Rappaport.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, John, the big question that is always, I wish we didn't have to cover this topic each and every time. Not because I don't mind covering, I love talking about anything with you, but it shows the abject failure of our so-called government, regulatory bodies, the protectors of society, from acknowledging true mortal dangers to the people, and that is FDA-approved pharmaceuticals. You just wrote another piece asking, my gosh, you should have no hair left on your head, by the way. Why medically caused deaths continue to be ignored? Help us understand. What's going on here?
I'm glad you introed it that way, because if there's anybody out there that still believes that the federal government of the United States has great honorable intentions when it comes to, quote, taking care of people, curing illness, and so on and so forth, this should completely disabuse them of any such nonsense. And it's really all the evidence you need or you'll ever need. So maybe 7 years ago, I became aware of an article, a review in the Journal of the American Medical Association, prestigious, mainstream, all the way. July 26, 2000. The review was called, Is U.S. Health Really the Best in the World? And it was written by Dr. Barbara Starfield, the late Dr. Starfield, who at the time was a revered public health expert at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. Again, mainstream, meticulous credentials all the way up and down the line. Nobody from the fringe, nobody from the outside, nobody that could be just pushed aside. And her conclusion was, every year the U.S. medical system kills 225,000 people in America. So you extrapolate that out to a decade, that's 2.25 million killings of Americans every 10 years. And of those, 106,000 deaths per year can be laid at the door, directly at the door, of FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. So I have been writing about this and other studies that confirm what Starfield wrote for a number of years now, and I get no play whatsoever from mainstream media news. Zero. And so in this article, I go over the various reasons why all of this incredible information is being ignored by the government. And lest you imagine otherwise, the FDA, the CDC, the Department of Health and Human Services, the U.S. Public Health Service, whatever, they are all completely aware of these numbers and figures. They are not secret. They're out in the open. And they do nothing to remedy this Holocaust. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing consequential. Nothing of an overall nature. So because we don't have the time to go through all the reasons why there is silence about this, I'll just take you down to one of the root causes, and that is the fact that reality itself in the public mind is built on certain premises and certain ideas and concepts and mental structures. I call them pillars of reality. And one of these is the medical establishment. We can rely on this. This is a key factor in survival at every level, of health and so forth, of goodwill and good feeling toward people, the medical establishment. If you were to mess with that, and if the mainstream press decided to go all out in digging up the truth and the perpetrators that kill 225,000 people a year or 2.25 million a decade, this pillar of reality that people take in their bubble of life to be absolute truth would smash into a million pieces. And many, many people would just be floating about with no anchor whatsoever.
Well, based upon what we've heard in the Catholic Church, the priests, the pedophilia, all of those scandals, would you leave your kids with one of them? Well, probably a lot of people are thinking twice about that, yet they don't think twice about dropping their kid off at the pediatrician for a shot, even though it's more, even more dangerous and more likely they will be harmed. Folks, we got to take a break here. John Rappaport, always great to visit with you, and we'll continue to cover it as we do, hopefully to bring some awareness where it's just a little bit lacking at this point.
You bet. Thanks so much, Robert, always.
All right, stand by. We got a lot more healing to go heading into the weekend on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, I got a new stinger that we could do, Super Don, for the show based on that interview with John Rappaport. What's that? Try this. Threatening the pillars of reality. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The pillars of reality. Wow. Well, you know, when John talks about, you know, modern medicine being, you know, sacrosanct in a sense. I mean, you know, having a religious-like devotion to it. You know, we talk about, you know, maybe we could say something inadvertently, or Super Don can do, you could do this, right? When I talk about religion, you're like, you get annoyed with 501c3 big organized religions, right? But some people really can get offended by that. Because, hey, you're talking bad about my religion, right? Oh, I know. Right? Yeah. You know, you can do that more likely with less impact or less negative effect than if you talk about their religion the rest of the week. That is modern medicine, right? If you tell a parent that is not aware of the things we're aware of and say, you know, vaccines are very dangerous. I think it's irresponsible to do that. Whoa, look out. If they are completely unaware, man, they are going to take you on like you have just basically told them that the religion is bunk, right? Which is not a polite thing to do. But when it comes to modern medicine, they're often like kind of like their diet. Tell them their diet sucks. And I don't mean you're eating like your diet to lose weight. I mean, you're just your general diet. So you know how people respond. And so as John Rappaport talks about the pillars of reality, you know, the third rail of medical politics, again, vaccination, or, you know, you start questioning that really. It's why people have this cognitive dissonance about the fact that it's the third leading cause of death, yet nothing happens. Nothing changes. There are no congressional hearings. We cannot look at that, honestly, because it would threaten the very foundation of our belief system about what is good and holy in American and Western life. And that I don't mean church, synagogue, mosque. I mean modern medicine. So that's why I say, you know, threatening the pillars of reality here.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah. I'll put that on the list here.
Okay. I don't know if we really want to do it, but it'll be fun. Anyway, you know, and speaking of that reality, right? Modern medicine, the medical industrial complex, the FDA that's designed to protect us, right? We talk about the fallacy of that. How long would it take the FDA to discover that a commonly prescribed blood pressure medicine also contains or has been contaminated with a cancer-causing agent? Okay? How many years would be reasonable to say, you know what? Listen, I know the FDA, it's big, and there's a lot that it has to do. But how long would it be reasonable for us to say, you know what? That's okay. FDA, at least you did your job. I'm asking seriously. How long would you give them, right?
Well, look, let's look at their track record, right? Yeah. The FDA usually will approve something and say, there's nothing wrong with it. It's awesome. It's great. Yeah. Totally safe. Here you go. And then they'll start using it. And usually I would say anywhere from like 20 to 30, maybe 40 years later, then science comes out and says, oh, doggone it. Sorry, we're wrong. We covered something like this just recently with the Splenda, where it was just like, oh, no, everything's great. No, wonderful. And whoops. Well, maybe we ought to take another look at it.
Hmm. So if it takes them, let's just say it takes them a few years to approve of something, because, you know, these got a phase one, two, three trials. Right. They bring it out, and, okay, it's on the market for how long before they go, oh, man, we didn't see this. It's got a carcinogen in it. And okay, how long? Because, you know, if there's a report of an adverse event within the dietary supplement industry, you know, you'll see within 24 hours, I'm not kidding you, press releases, alerts. What about the attack on homeopathy? Our good buddy, Dr. Frank King. Man, he's being hammered by the FDA. I think for bogus claims, and it's like, everybody, stop buying it. You know, but no, nobody's actually getting hurt by this stuff. So how long for the FDA to respond to a drug that's contaminated with a cancer-causing ingredient? I'm asking.
I don't know. What's the answer?
How about 30 years?
30 years. Okay. Yeah. Well, that fits right in with what I was saying.
But it's reasonable, isn't it? I mean, Scott, Come on. We don't want to upset the pillars of your very reality. 30 years has got to be acceptable because that's what it took for the FDA to figure out that a, well, cancer-causing contaminant was in a commonly prescribed blood pressure medicine. 30 years.
Now, 30 years.
Now, this article here on, I don't know, it's a local radio affiliate or TV affiliate somewhere. It says, headline, here's why it took 30 years for experts to realize these medications could cause cancer. And I'm reading this article. I'm like, When are they getting to the why?
I've got it right here.
Okay.
Basically, science. here's the sentence.
Okay.
This guy, I don't know who this guy is, Sharon Kroll, a pharmacist for this pharmacy, said that testing and research is the reason why this news is coming out now.
What? Testing and research?
Testing and research.
30 years of testing and 30 years of research to figure out that an FDA-approved drug called Valsartan that is approved by the FDA and some of the generic batches of Valsartan are contaminated with a cancer-causing chemical. What is that chemical?
Yeah, well, you're going exactly where I was going to go because it turns out that this drug that they're talking about is the acronym is NDMA,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
and I won't try and pronounce it.
It sounds like MDMA, which was the date rape drug. You remember that?
Right. No. This is different.
Yeah.
And apparently, with all of the testing and research over 30 years, they failed to notice a chemical used to make liquid rocket fuel was in the blood pressure medicine.
Right.
What?
Wait a second. You're telling me for 30 years a blood pressure medication was contaminated with an ingredient, a chemical, used to make liquid rocket fuel.
Yes.
Yeah. And you believe the FDA should be increased in their funding. Why? Would that have helped? 30 years of research. They got a billion-dollar budget. Sorry, it's not a money issue. It's a competency issue, or it's an issue of directive. What is important to us? Is it important as the FDA? Is it important for us to protect the public from dangerous drugs? Well, some of you might still say yes, but show me the evidence, like we talked about with John Rappaport. Explain to me how 2.25 million people die every 10 years due to modern medicine, FDA-approved drugs. And tell me that it's an important part of the mission of the FDA to protect the public from dangerous drugs. I'm sorry, you're delusional if you think that's the case. All we need to do is shut every element of the FDA down and just open up all. You want to use all that budget? You still want them to have that budget? Turn it over to the toxicologist, and you will find out really dang quick that they would have identified rocket fuel as a contaminant in a blood pressure medicine. Not 30 years later, maybe 30 days later. Toxicologists, as I said. CDC as well. Shut down the virology labs. Let's look into the toxicology labs and get some answers as to why disease occurs. FDA-approved drugs, bad enough. Contaminated with rocket fuel additives? Oh, yeah. We need some more of that.
Yeah. And I'm looking at this. I was curious. Who makes Valsartan?
Yeah.
And apparently, I guess, Novartis. So I'm looking at this. I'm going, man, you know, if they did not catch this for 30 years,
yeah,
what kind of class action law? I mean, there are lawyers that are just like killing each other trying to get to the front of the line on this one because I can hear the commercial now.
Yeah.
If you or a loved one took Valsartan and died of cancer, call 1-800 blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know, 30 years, how many people potentially died as a result of this? Indirectly, or directly, I guess you would say, of cancer.
You know, then the next question is, if they miss this with one drug, what other drugs are out there with unknown toxicological contaminants and cancer-causing chemicals? In addition
because
to the original
this disease. Is from the manufacturing process, apparently, is the way I understand this.
Yeah. Which leads us to another FDA recall. Another recall also related to blood pressure medicine, by the way, folks. We talk about heavy metals, cadmium, the impact on kidney, urinary tract health, and blood pressure. Heavy metals, well, we got to worry about the very blood pressure medicine that you may be taking. FDA recall issued after a potentially life-threatening mix-up of blood pressure. It's only potential, Superdon. It's not. We don't know if anybody's actually. But potentially, you could die. What happened? Apparently, a manufacturer mixed up and put the wrong blood pressure pills in a pill bottle labeled for something else. We're talking about hydrochlorothiazide. And
it's
mixed up for spironolactone. And they're different types of drugs, apparently.
Hydrochlorothiazide, I believe, is also a diuretic, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Yeah, well, that's a pretty common thing for blood pressure. But the spironolactone is a little bit different. And it... Well, apparently it can result in hyperkalemia, which in lay terms means that you will have unsafe levels of potassium, the result. Now, I bring this up and go, oh, they're acknowledging here that mineral levels out of balance could be a problem, could be even deadly. Did anybody think to point this out before the drug prescription was written? You know, your mineral levels could be a little bit out of whack here. Maybe you're short on magnesium. And how many cases of blood pressure could be completely resolved by getting the right form of magnesium back into the system? But no. Drugs, and more drugs. By the way, the drugs can throw out your mineral imbalances even more. And in this case, causing hyperkalemia, a deadly version of a mineral imbalance when potassium gets dangerously high. But no, we got a drug for that. Kind of like restless leg syndrome. Drug for restless leg syndrome. Could that also be a magnesium deficiency? Kind of like proton pump inhibiting drugs. Oh, my gosh, you're not. Well, they say you're producing too much stomach acid, which is a lie. Vast majority of people diagnosed that way are not producing enough because they have mineral deficiencies like magnesium. But know what? Take the drug. take the drug, get cancer. FDA, where are you? You're a, what is stain on the pox of the regulatory agencies of the universe? The Fear and Death Administration. They need to be defunded. Don't order more money for them, Congress. Defund them. Leave the toxicologist in place and we'll all be better off.
Well, I don't know what more I can say other than that.
Yeah.
Would that solve the problem? Well, it certainly would. I mean, if nothing else, let's get something that works better, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Fine. You want to get rid of it? I mean, but we got to do something different here.
Mm-hmm.
This is obviously not working.
How about freedom?
Freedom
to speak the truth about dietary supplements and their ability to reverse blood pressure issues, right? The best you can say, and even that's kind of stretching it, is supports healthy blood pressure levels. They'll probably tag you as a new drug for that even though it's a structure function statement. Well, why not say the truth about magnesium and its ability to lower high blood pressure? No, it becomes an unapproved new drug, and then it competes with these many different blood pressure medications, whether they be diuretics or not, or whether they can cause hyperkalemia or not, which is not going to happen with magnesium. All right, folks, we got to take a break here. We're going to wrap it up. The return to Jurassic Park. No, for real. No, not
real.
Amusement park. For real. They're coming back.
Not a joke.
Ooh, what? What are they bringing back? And could we get hair extensions from them? We're going to talk about it after the break. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. RobertScottBell.com.
Live around the world. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset.
where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Upcoming events always listed in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Just scroll down into the notes. It's not that difficult, folks. If you haven't gone to robertscottbell.com, there's a reason. Just for that, that's worth the price of admission. Find out where RSB is going to be and other events coming up. September 22nd through 23rd, the big one. That is what? The new iteration of the Health Freedom Expo, now known as Trinity Live, the Trinity Live event. And I would urge you to go to the show notes and find out about the details. Get there. Chris Barr, Not a Doc's going to be there. Jeffrey Smith's going to be there. We've got a powerhouse of great folks that are going to bring the power to heal back to you. We'll have Sovereign Silver there. Jonathan, choose to be healthy.com. I can't even go through everybody that's going to be there. It's going to be awesome. Go there. Look at it. Check it out. Also, we got the International Integrative Healthcare and Holistic Iridology Congress, October 19th through 22nd. Looks like I will be at Peggy's Health Foods, and that's on the, I think it's in Stuart, Florida, like around the 24th of October. We'll get that in the notes soon as well, and maybe the 25th we'll be down there in, where is that going to be? Coral Springs at Toonies. So there's some really cool events coming up, and we'll be adding to the list more upcoming RSB events. Just keep checking it out at robertscottbell.com. Maybe we'll have to create calendar events in the social media networks as well, Super D. I always forget to do that.
Yep, we could do that for sure.
And if you want amusement park fun, bring Michael Crichton along with you and say hello to the new version of the Woolly Mammoth. It's on the way back. Let's go. Jurassic Park is for real. They did not pay attention to anything Michael Crichton wrote about, Super Don.
You know, we have covered stories similar to this. In fact, I think we even had a story this this week where we were referencing Jurassic Park. Mm-hmm. I think we played the music from it and stuff like that. But this story, I've tried really hard to try and find out if this has been debunked anywhere.
Okay.
And I haven't found anything yet. So it does appear that Russia.
Oh, they're finally culprits in doing something. What?
Yeah,
what are they doing?
They're not meddling in elections. They're meddling in DNA.
Dinosaur DNA.
Dude, this is actually some... I'm looking at the pictures. This is mm-hmm. from The Sun.
Okay.
And you have to be careful with stories from The Sun. You really do sometimes.
Yeah.
But like I said, everything I've seen so far indicates this is legit. They found...
They found a baby woolly mammoth. I'm looking at this. This was... A shrunken down woolly mammoth? Is that what I'm looking at in this picture?
There's a couple of things here. There's one here I think of like a deer that they found that was frozen in the ice.
Okay.
And then they've got, believe it or not, they've got these frozen woolly mammoth trunks.
Okay.
That they have found. Because, listen, you know, Russia, Siberia, they got a lot of ice, a lot of snow.
Yeah.
And so they find these fossils in there. And what they've done is they're figuring out, they've built this laboratory. And what they're going to do is, according to this, and like I said, I just, part of me wants to be skeptical, but according to this, they are going to take the DNA of the woolly mammoth and attempt to try and clone it to bring the woolly mammoth back.
Right. No, I'm looking at it now. They say they did find a 42,000-year-old baby woolly mammoth. So they have the complete DNA from it. And the question is, will they be able to clone it with a modern Asian elephant to bring what their version is, and what will be the unintended consequences of this? I don't have an answer for you, but
this is straight out of a movie. I mean, for real.
It's totally they
so
are.
So it appears that this is what they're generally going to do.
Yeah.
And I guess they're working with South Korea on this. And
Korea, they make a better car, so why not make a better woolly mammoth?
They might. I mean, not to say anything bad about Russia. I don't have any problems with Russia.
Have you driven a Russian car lately?
What would be a Russian car? I don't even know what one is.
That's the point. So if you think you're going to be really good at woolly mammoths, reach out to the South Koreans. They'll help you perfect your techniques, apparently. All right, folks. I, not a big fan of bringing. I get it. The fawning over that history.
The fascination is real.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. No, I get that.
Yeah.
But what could man ever do to screw it up? No, not a chance. No unintended consequences, right? Woolly mammoth. Flu. That'll be it. Oh, my gosh. They brought back the 42,000-year-old woolly mammoth flu with it. Get your flu shot. That's it. That's the play. I finally figured it out. The CDC is behind this. All right.
They call it the snuffleupagus flu.
Say it again. As Super Don snuffleupaguses through the show today. Good job, Super Don. You made it. You made it happen. You made it sound good despite your nasally image. You get well, my friend. We'll be back live on Sunday. I know it is Labor Day weekend. Hopefully we'll do a Labor Day encore of some kind and do advanced medicine on Tuesday with Dr. Rasha Bitar. 3-day weekend for those of you who can. Get out there, enjoy it, cook it out, get some vitamin D, some sunshine in the northern hemisphere. It's going to get cooler, but we're already cool and you are already cool because you're part of the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott, Scott Bell Show.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.